Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in this hour, we'll get into all the official moves to tax and regulate free speech on the Internet. Taxation of the net, here it is. Total police state news. We'll get more into the camps, just in your face. And we now know the name of the current Homeland Security plan. It's called Endgame. It's called the Endgame. Endgame, Operation Endgame. And Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us. I know that John and Elias and Paul and Rodney have been holding for a while, so we'll go to you early in the next segment after Paul covers some of the news. Paul Watson, you have been a busy little beaver, updating the site 2-3 times a day, writing multiple articles a day. I've been working with you on those as well. And there is so much to cover. And now it's basically admitted the government killed Diana, just calmly. We'll talk about that. There's so much going on. Thanks for coming on with us, Paul.
Good to be back, Alex.
The camp situation, you're facing similar legislation that's passed there, the civilian internment facilities, the resident relocation centers, as they're called in your niche. Let's get into the camps right now.
Well, yeah, we have a situation whereby the president has declared himself to be a dictator. His cabinet have written memos saying that he's above the law, and his advisors are debating the legality of torturing children in front of their parents. So, as if that wasn't totalitarian enough, a company that's been engaged in and actually lobbies for the continuance of human trafficking and sex slaves, little girls and women, Halliburton and their subsidiary Brown and Root, have been given a contract to build camps in America. And the parallel with Britain, as you mentioned, is interesting because in America, it was in the Washington Post that 325,000 are on the terrorist watch list, but they assured us that only a tiny fraction are American citizens, which I don't buy that for a second because the UK government admitted that it had 119,000 people, UK citizens, in the terror database under Section 44 of the Terrorism Act, which basically a stop-and-search procedure, which has been...
And I was put in that. You were there and witnessed me being given the paperwork and put into the system.
Yeah, they asked for your address, your details, your name. And
that's a free society. Secret police coming up to a camera crew and then saying you're being put in the terror database. It's a free society. It's good to have secret agents and police smelling around. That's freedom.
Yeah, for the crime of filming some floral tributes outside of a tube station. But, I mean, that's a conservative figure, 109,000, because it was taken before the London bombings when they outrightly started doing it to everybody.
Well, here's the analogy. If the Bush administration was, say, a dictatorship dog show, you know, they were looking for the pure breeds, all the markings, all the stature of a pure, dark, bloody, ruthless tyranny, they would win the show. I mean, what they're setting up is the most gleaming, glistening, blistered with weapon systems all over it, just and openly announcing pure evil. I mean, the Nazis didn't get up and say, we torture children in front of their parents to death. I mean, we've hit new levels here, folks.
No, the Nazis didn't come out and glorify it. What they did do parallels directly with the database society that's been initiated in the US and the UK, because obviously the Nazis, with their international business machines, IBM, which were early generation punch card system computers, group by group they catalogued them in the database. First it was homosexuals and gypsies, then it was political enemies, then it was wealthy Jews from Eastern Europe, then wealthy German Jews, and then, you know, people of half-Jewish descent. So they catalogued them all in the database using the IBM machines, and then the roundups began. So they do it in controlled waves so as not to, you know, stir reaction from the remaining citizens.
That's right. Much more of this, and we'll take the gloves off, folks. And we're trying to stop what they're doing. We're trying to expose what's happening. We cannot go quietly into the night. We cannot let them stomp our children's brains out right in front of us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Portions of a Homeland Security plan titled, well, we'll get into it in a minute with Paul. I mean, the name is so chilling itself in-game. Are now public. It's in major newspapers that camps for the American citizens. And in a certain level, it's an attempt at intimidation. General Shoemaker, who ran the operation killing the women and children, and that's now been declassified at Waco, the Delta Force doing the wet work. He was on site. He's a fellow running the civilian inmate labor camp program with American citizens in camps right now, but they're just prisoners from federal and now state prisons, and they're going to expand that all over the country. So there's lots of these, and it's all in plain view. They don't call them camps. They call them emergency centers. And we have the chairman of a Senate committee with Alberto Gonzalez saying we need to start arresting these war protesters. They're really fifth columnists. And I remember when the deputy attorney general in California 3.5 years ago was in the Oakland Tribune said, we're going to arrest all war protesters, peaceful ones. This was on the eve of the Gulf War. He said, we're going to arrest them all because by protesting the war, they aid terrorists. Paul, continue. We have Halliburton that runs the white slave trade in Europe, openly in the mainstream news, lobbyists in D.C. We have the White House counsels like you and now Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez saying they're above the law. They can torture children in front of their parents. This is all official, trying to sell this evil right out in front of everyone. Bush saying that he doesn't care if they pass laws. He'll just enforce it, that he is the law. and then saying it's because the Constitution says it. All of this going on, now admitting the surveillance is on everyone, trying to have a chilling effect. Do you think they're doing this, Paul, because they're getting desperate? They know that there's a paradigm shift happening?
I'm split two ways on that. I'm kind of discouraged by the fact that 1 in 1,000 Americans know what the First Amendment is and what freedoms it upholds.
Oh, yeah, that's a major new study. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, we can get into that. 1 in 1,000 Americans know every freedom that the First Amendment upholds. More Americans can name Simpsons characters than they can name those five freedoms. And it's really a benchmark for how much danger we're in, because that kind of poll gives aid and comfort to the enemy, which is the globalist. I mean,
well, here it is. And in fact, it's worse than that. They couldn't name two of the five rights that are simply noted in the First Amendment, but they can name more than two Simpson characters. First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, that's one, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, that's two, or abridging the freedom of speech, that's three, or of the press, that's four, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
So your previous question about are they doing this because they're getting desperate, I mean, they read that kind of thing and it only enhances their zeal to dominate and enslave us for our own good, because, you know, they brainwash themselves to believe that they have a divine right to dominate and rule stupid people. You can look at the flip side of it and say that that means 3 million Americans out of 295 plus million in the country know exactly what their rights are. You know, are they going to put 3 million informed Americans in concentration camps? But, I mean, it comes down to why this is happening, because basically the public school system, which from its very foundation, and we posted the documents on this a few weeks ago, the founders talk about psychologically molding people to create these mindless drones and bricks in the wall of the system via the public school system, which is obviously based on learning monotonously by rote and, you know, the day being divided up by Pavlovian bells. They say in their own documents what they intend to do. Rockefeller Education Board, which funded the creation of public schools.
He said, helpless people yielding themselves to our molding hands.
Yeah, people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present educational conventions, intellectual and character education, fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own good will upon a grateful and responsive folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or men of science. We have not to raise up from among them authors, educators, poets, or men of letters. It goes on, and it talks about the task.
So Americans have gone from the smartest... Americans have gone from the smartest, wealthiest, most dynamic people in human history, and all the big, you know, authors worldwide marveled at the average intelligence, the learnedness, to the stupidest. I'm sorry, Paul, please continue. All scientifically done, and the Rockefellers officially call us dumb slaves and laugh at us.
Yeah, and I know exactly how they do it, because I went through a year of university, and the only thing that I remembered at the end of it was how to do footnotes. So it's that regurgitating learning by rote. It's not a proper form of education. You don't even remember it. It's designed to make you forget it. Popular culture is another contributing factor to this First Amendment story, because it's packaged in something far more fancy than a, you know, 230-year-old piece of paper. So whereas you're supposed to, you know, dip your toe in popular culture, which is how it's supposed to be and how it used to be, you use the example now of people can name the football scores from the past 50 years, but they don't know what the First Amendment is. And the fact is that they've increased the volume of popular culture and distractions 100%. So now there's so many distractions available to people that the result is they simply don't think.
And so the entire country is going into receivership, openly being handed over to foreigners, and we're here desperately trying to warn people. I mean, Paul, I can't ever get over it. I have to keep repeating it to myself. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. We have open evil people that admit they're torturing children to death in front of their parents. The Army Report admits this. They're grabbing innocent people everywhere. They have TV shows like 24 and 10 others promoting torturing people's children to save cities from nukes. You can see the seamless propaganda. They're actually right now warping us into these demonic creatures. I mean, I'm seeing this once great moral nation openly. Again, the Nazis didn't brag about torturing kids in public. They just did it secretly, and our government hired them as a cadre because they couldn't find enough evil people here, and they openly used them for the rocket systems at NASA, for the educational systems. They used them to found the CIA doctrines of torture. I read the documents. That is confirmed. That Nazis set up our whole system because the evil people running our government knew they could have a cadre that would do it. Then they trained the next generation of Americans and told them, oh, you got to do all these evil things to fight communists, when the globalists had actually funded them to begin with as something to, you know, fight with. And then now we're multi-generations into this just going, yeah, we need to go ahead and torture small children. That's good.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, Straussian ethic that they've imbued into people via the media, that we need to be dirtier than the enemy to save America. And they've done it very simply. They've boiled it down to a football analogy. It's us versus them, like Bush with the Bin Laden.
And then schizophrenically, there. Exactly. Then it's schizophrenic, though. Oh, they're bad, they torture, and then there's not real evidence of that. But, oh, when we torture, it's not torture, it's good.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's warping people's mentality to accept it for the cause of the greater good, which is really what these neocons believe they're behind, which is how they can justify doing all this, because they think there's some pot at the end of the rainbow.
Well, they tell their minions that up high they're just evil. They love power.
Well, yeah, right. The top is total evil.
I want to get back into camps and take some calls, Paul. There's a bunch of other issues you're here joining us on today. But this 10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps revives proposals from Oliver North. Yesterday we wrote an article about this, and a new one came out today. And they said, we're going to claim it's for illegal aliens, but it's really going to be for Americans. And if there's a big terror attack, we'll have martial law. Now, that's the declassified plan. Now, they're saying there's going to be a terror attack. It's for illegal aliens and for citizens. And we're going to build these all over the country. They already built the 3 1-million-man camps. It's all right there, Paul. It's all happening.
That's right. Obviously, there's no reason to build camps unless you've already got a system in place to discriminate who you're going to put in those camps. With Rex 84, the FBI had already drawn up the list, the database of American citizens who they were planning to round up. They're in the process of doing that now with the terror watch list and all that kind of thing.
Well, folks, if you're afraid to fight against this, if they try it, believe me, you better be afraid because of them getting you. Because once you're in their hands, they literally have hired the scum of the earth. I mean, these are the psychopaths, and it's just a feeding frenzy. And there's nothing you can do but defend yourself.
That's right. But the question is, with the discrimination, will the RFID identification tags be a precursor to the camps? Because now you've got the American Academy of Forensic Science promoting implanted RFID chips to be put in your teeth to identify you. And the casual way they talk about it in the article, which I posted today, is frightening, like it's no big deal. So will the tattoo on the arm of the concentration camp victim in the 1930s be the implanted RFID tag of the 21st century? Is that a way? You know, will they say, if you don't take it, then that's being disloyal, as that senator said to Gonzalez? Will that be a discriminating factor?
As insane as it sounds, we have Andy Rooney on tape saying everyone should be forced to take a chip to prove, quote, you're a good person. And he wasn't joking.
Right. And now the ID cards are the precursor to that. In my country especially, where they've tried to ram it through so many times.
Well, we put out a detailed report on this and several others that others have written. I hope people will go get those at prisonplanet.com and get it out to everybody. Paul, we're going to come back from break and take some calls, but what are some of the other issues you want to cover?
I think we need to talk about civil war in Iraq, because I've got some quotes from the Israeli blueprint for exactly what we see unfolding now, that it's by design.
But that's their own documents. You know, we shouldn't believe that. We shouldn't go to their own admitted plan that they're following. It's not true. You just don't like Israel.
Yeah.
We'll cover that also more on the mosque shrine bombing and your calls. Your calls are straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop... After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3NoDebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Homeland Security plan is called End Game. The plan for open camps all over the country, End Game. That's their End Game. They just flaunt it. Paul Watson, let's take a few calls here, and then we'll get into all the subjects you mentioned. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex and Paul.
Hello.
You mentioned the movie, Alex, V for Vendetta, which is about the gunpowder plot to bomb British Parliament. And it was scheduled for release last year on the 5th of November on the 400th anniversary, but the 7/7 bombings in London postponed the release until March. And the movie glorifies terrorist bombers like Constable Thomas Percy, who was gunned down while resisting arrest for the gunpowder plot.
And well, sir, I don't even know what the movie's about. I just played the trailer because it talks about a tyrannical government, and so I quoted something out of it, so I said, hey, it's from that.
Well, the website, the official movie website, goes into the history of the gunpowder plot. And Percy is an ancestor of Barbara Pierce Bush, whose family name was changed from Percy. So the movie actually glorifies George Bush bombing USA on 9/11.
Well, I didn't know that. That's interesting, John. I'd like you to send me some documentation on it.
Yes, sir.
It says on the website, huh, that it glorifies George Bush?
Well, it says on the website it goes into all the history of the gunpowder plot 400 years ago. This is a modern version of the gunpowder plot. It's revenge for the gunpowder plot 400 years ago to blow up British Parliament with massive explosives.
Really, I didn't know that. Anything else, sir?
The Wachowski brothers who wrote the movie. They did The Matrix. They've always got massive funding, and they're multinational corporations.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not really that concerned about the movie. Anything else on your mind?
Just how it applies to propaganda and modern history and ancient history.
That's interesting. I'll have to see it now and check out what you're saying. Send me some info. Send me some documentation.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Any comments on that, Paul?
I know there is an alternative history behind the gunpowder plot. I don't know it in any detail, but obviously there are different explanations behind it.
Well, they claim it was staged.
Yeah.
They claim that it wasn't really the, quote, Catholics that were trying to blow it up. But who knows? All right, let's go ahead and another globalist bomb Wall Street in 1920. Nobody even knows about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And give me a moment to gather my thoughts. You know,
okay. All right. Well, do you want me to put you on hold?
No. That's quite all right.
Okay, go ahead, sir. You're on air now.
When I listen for you every day, of course, and for years. And whenever you don't come on, like today, and shortwave there, fear hits me.
What did you hear on shortwave today, sir?
Well, it
speak up. It sounds like your phone's real far away, or maybe my audio.
Really?
Is low.
Well, I don't know. Far away? I'm right here.
Okay.
It's a regular phone.
All righty.
All right. Yeah.
So we're not on shortwave today.
Well, no, you are. But it didn't come in right away, and so I call you.
They
were surprised. They said, We don't run that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I understand. I know. Mm-hmm. You know, it hits me that has it occurred? Because the electronic media will be chopped off. You know what I mean? That will be the first to go. But you came on. So then, I think I'll give you a call, you know?
Well, I appreciate you giving us a heads up.
No. I lived through the Hitler era. And of course, my parents were working class, you know. You might say left-leaning or something. It may have rubbed off on me. But we don't believe in left and right paradigm, sir. But the analogy between Hitler and what's going on now, the puppet Hitler, is not really complete. In Germany, there was vast opposition, organized, against against the neocons is essentially what they were.
Not after 1934.
I
want to thank you for your call. We got a lot of news. We need to move on. I sounded frustrated, sir. I couldn't really understand a lot of what you were saying. Maybe listeners could. Maybe the feed was bad to me or something. But, Paul, the caller brings up media control. They're openly coming out saying they want to regulate and tax and control the net.
Well, you know who Donald Rumsfeld identified as a target for these camps? With a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, quote, news informers. Who do you think that is?
He said news informers.
Yeah.
He's given two speeches in front of TV cameras going, it's just terrible, these news websites. Our propaganda isn't working too well.
But then Drudge reports that Bush loves the alternative media, but he classifies himself as the alternative media. When he's the most
I've got that in the stack of news today, Paul. I want to comment on that. I'm just going to take a few more calls. I'm not mad at the callers. It's just that it's so all over the map. We're not even able to cover the news, really. So we'll talk to Paul, Rodney, and David, and that's it when we get back. And then because I want Paul, who's here, to be able to have some time, be able to go over all of this. So stay with us. We're glad you're riding the shotgun. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Paul Watson, everything that's happening is so overtly tyrannical. It's classical. And let's get through these three final callers, see what these great folks have to say, and then I want to get more into that and more on the torture and the collapse in Iraq and how it's all by design. Right now, let's go to Paul in Ohio. You're on the air with Paul Watson, Paul.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Paul. I wanted to say that I remember you talked long time ago, I remember you saying something about how people in the whole truth movement used to be attacked individually, and now so many people are waking up. I think the tactic they're probably going to use is poisoning us, the environment, chemtrails, you know, the mercury, all the stuff in our food. And you talked about endgame, and first off, I want to tell you, I wanted to get in a little bit about the Mayan calendar and stuff, but there's a book called Ender's Game, and it's about in the future everything being kind of run, get all your food and clothing sold to you by robot stores, And the only place where people can get away is in virtual reality. So it's all about these people escaping all the harsh, you know, realities of their lives.
Yeah, wireheads. That's very dangerous. Being able to electronically stimulate pleasure centers of the brain is many more times addictive than heroin and is going to be very, very destructive on human societies.
Yeah, wire-headed hedonism.
Well, there's a lot of it, but that's what the globalists are trying to sell us. That's what the Pentagon is trying to sell us. And, of course, the, quote, underground is pitching it as alternative and rebellious. It is anything but. It is the death of the human spirit. Thank you for the call. Paul Watson, I don't want to be mean to the last caller, but I know a lot about the Mayans, and they were, and the Mayans, that was just a way of life. The Mayans was just means the people. And you have the Aztecs and the Toltecs and all of them, but it was just the science of the stars. And they sacrificed places like Chichen Itza every few years, 10,000 people. People ate their own children. They would have hallucinations with different hallucinogenic drugs and pull big ropes full of obsidian glass of their tongues to have hallucinations and be possessed by the horn god. And, you know, just because these lunatics think that the gods go to sleep or wake up, every 5,000 whatever years, I mean, all these people think the world ends in 2012. All these people think that's why the government's doing this. Oh, they're doing that. I mean, did Hitler do it because of 2012? Did Caesar enslave people because of 2012? It's just amazing. Paul, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, it's like somebody flips the switch at 2012 and everybody wakes up, all the world ends. I've read about it many times before. They've discredited Orthodox religion because they're scribes and Pharisees, etc. You've got Bush, a self-proclaimed born-again Christian who worships a 40-foot stone owl at a satanic compound. People see that and say, if that's God, I want nothing to do with it. So then they go back and find these New Age, which are really old age religions, and pour themselves into that as if it's alternative and rebellious when it's not.
Well, let me just say this, and I'm not mad at the caller. It's interesting that he brought it up, and I'm glad he did. But let me just digress on this subject. We have all these documents, all these admissions, links to Army field manuals. It's all public, giant camps being built all over the place. Senate chairman calling for arresting all the peace activists. It's all happening. So I guess that means more than half the population should go to camps. And Bush's approval rating's at 30-some percent. So I guess 60-something percent needs to go to the camps. But most people that listen to this show, I mean, a large portion of them, they just love some rumor about camps. But then for years we've had the documents, and it's really hard to get people to pay attention. That's why I'm excited now that it's hitting mainstream news, because it is getting some traction, Paul.
Well, yeah, as I wrote, it was once the bane of the stereotypical caricature of loony right-wing conspiracy theorists wearing tinfoil hats. You know, concentration camps in America. Now Peter Dale Scott, this left-wing bastion author, is writing about it, and it's sounding like Alex Jones. So, you know, it was on Alternate as well, which is a big left-wing organization.
And linking directly to the mainstream documents, you see.
Yeah, and then they're not hoodwinked just to defend the Muslims and the precious illegal immigrants. They directly state that it's a cover for the eventual roundup of Americans, as was Rex 84.
Because it says it in both documents. The Houston Chronicle even admitted that. So that's the bottom line. What I'm trying to say is that just because the media and the government lie and twist doesn't then mean that everybody in the alternative is telling you the truth. Just because they're bad in the establishment doesn't mean people telling you that the Mayan calendar is real and that astrology is real, saying the Earth's the center of the universe. People think because I'm alternative media, I then buy into every other thing. And that's why we have a lot of listeners, despite all my foibles and problems. I'm not perfect. Is that people know, I mean, this is real stuff we talk about. This isn't a game. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I have one question for Sir Watson and one question for you. Mr. Watson, I'm curious about the climate and mindset of the Brits regarding this recent revelation on the ID cards, and also your version of our concentration camps over here, euphemistically referred to as rest and relaxation centers. Can you expand on the mindset and climate of the Brits?
Yeah, they just openly announced the civil contingency bill. We're going to take you and put you in rest and relocation centers. Of course, you'll be broken up from your families, but it's for your safety. It's for sanitation, Paul.
Yeah, it was in the civil contingencies bill. Any kind of dirty bomb attack, and they'll set up these temporary camps and round up people. There were articles which said dirty bomb victims will be shot. The attitude of the British people to ID cards, the government's been caught faking poll numbers to try and make out as if 80% of the British population supports ID cards. It's more likely that it's split 50-50.
Well, actually, Paul, you forget. You've done articles years ago that the government did a poll, was caught faking the numbers. That's mainstream news. And
yeah,
they've done other independent polls, and 79 to 85% are against it. I've seen those numbers.
There was a BBC one about 2 weeks ago which asked, will ID cards protect us against terrorism? 79% said no. So if that's a kind of benchmark, then it's obviously not, you know, flipped the other way. 80% support them. Obviously, British people, just like Americans, are slaves of convenience. About 50% of the people will take them, even though the government got caught trying to fund the scheme by promising to sell all the data to private companies, which they can then use to spam you with mail order offers.
And most identity fraud is caused by government and private industry sales of data. It is not the internet that's causing it. They just want to bring in controls.
Yeah, they've been caught lying about the cost of it. London School of Economics proved that it would be far higher than they suggested. Its studies have shown it's going to increase identity fraud.
Their own government internal studies. Rodney, that's your questions to him.
I have one for you, Alex. Real quickly, the Bellevue News Democrat today reported that the magic bullet man, Arlen Specter, has decided that he will go ahead and sign off on the Patriot Act, even though he has serious concerns about
privacy. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, Bush lobbied to have him become chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The guy has always been their minion. And so when he got up on TV and said, this is a serious question, is the president, is he the final arbiter of the law? I don't believe so, but it may be. And I said, folks, he does that to get credibility. He's going to sign off on it. And, yes, I saw the reports. And now he's saying, well, I looked at it, and, yes, we need the Patriot Act, though I have some questions. And he is a dictator, yeah. Nah.
But tell us.
I mean, I said a month ago what he was going to do. It wasn't hard. I played a clip of him.
Yeah, tell us about the draconian bells and whistles that he didn't mention that you have brought out.
Well, he's the one that added them. The National Police Force, a year and a half in prison for any reason. I don't have to say why. And it's just total. It's the reason to put you in the camps. It's the Nazis can pick you up for any reason.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Sir Watson.
he hasn't gotten any indulgences from the Queen now. He doesn't like the Queen, do you, Paul? Do you like your German Visigoth leader?
Yeah, long to reign over us.
Well, supposed free speech, we're riding around with a tour guide in London in the open back bus at the top, and she's like, you're allowed to say whatever you want at Speaker's Corner, so everybody stops and argues, you know, soapboxes, but do not criticize the Queen or instant arrest. Remember that, Paul?
Yeah, and the problem is in London that everybody's quite rude and nobody really talks to each other anyway, so it's not a breeding ground for freedom of speech.
Let's go.
Are scared to talk to their neighbors.
You bet. I want to get into the whole planned Iraq insanity. Get into that in a minute. Final call. David in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, Alex, always a distinguished honor.
It's an honor to you to call me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Indeed, I live in Dallas-Fort Worth. What radio stations can I show people that they can listen to?
Sure, we're on, you know, when I say we're on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, I forget how many now, AM and FM affiliates, that sounds like a lot, but it's not. There are, 1,400 talk stations, 10,000 plus stations total, but around, it changes every year, but it's like 1,400 talk stations. Most of those are owned by three conglomerates. So, you know, we're on in Southern California, we're on in Kansas City, we're on in Austin, we're on in, you know, a lot of these places. Chicago, upstate New York, Pensacola, Florida. I mean, there's a lot of affiliates, but no, we're not on in Dallas or Houston. We're on in Austin, Corpus Christi, and a few other places in Texas. Well, we were on in a couple other stations in Texas, and then they get bought. Stations are always getting bought and format changes. So we're not on in Dallas. You can listen on the shortwave and the Internet. Well, you can tell people, I mean, what, over half the population now has computers and Internet access. Just tell them to listen to InfoWars.com.
Absolutely do. Now, my main question real quick for the both of you. The new thing with the Halliburton contract and the March 15th supposed house raid that these protesters want to do on the 15th, do you think that they, Halliburton having places in the UAE and the SWAT basically to get our ports, that's the tipping point for this revolution that's about to begin, and then that will catalyst the martial law?
Oh, no, I don't think that somebody's going to protest and they're doing this overnight. No, it's just a slow, incremental laying the foundations, then building the superstructure, and then putting in the fixtures. I mean, they've been building this. Now they're announcing it. You see, to use it, they've got to announce it and legitimize it.
Yes. So I was just wondering, maybe this would be the reason for that legitimacy.
Well, yeah, you always got to watch. Well, the reason for the big kickoff, sir, will be a staged terror attack. Paul, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the example that the caller raises was WorldNet Daily kind of twisting the language from some left-wing protesters and making it out as if they were going to invade the White House. I don't think that's the plan at all. And obviously they wouldn't get past the front gate, so it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they're really suspect over there, sir.
I was just curious because I saw it on your website, and I just wanted...
Yeah, no, we link over to them, but we train people a wide view. We put stuff up we don't agree with.
Okay, I just wanted to check on that and
yep.
See if the UAE had something to do with, you know, Halliburton having their people there, if that had anything to do with a swap maybe with the ports here.
Okay, thank you for the call. Paul says people don't know what we're talking about. Why don't you fill them in on this protester situation?
It was a WorldNet Daily story yesterday, I believe. It said that a left-wing protest group planned to raid the White House, I believe, on March 15th as a protest against the war. But the protest leaders denied that they were physically going to do it. It was just a term of protest, so it's not going to happen.
Well, it's like we call it an info war. That doesn't mean we're shooting missiles at anybody.
Right.
Like, you know, like if I say we're going to blow apart their lives, that's figurative. Everyone knows what that means. But they've got to keep this bunker mentality going. Oh, we're in danger. The protesters, they're really fifth column terrorists. Arrest them. Paul, let's get into the shrine bombing and how our own government, PNAC, and others, and then the Israeli documents from 1983 and 84 admit this has been the plan all along. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, there's no conjecture on whether the occupational government is staging incidents in Iraq, because April 2003, fall of the Baghdad Saddam statue, it was in the LA Times, they admitted it was a Pentagon psychological operation for the watching world's media. So they admitted that they staged events. Then you've got, obviously, recently the Samara Mosque bombing, which the Iranians came out and said was a US-Israeli operation. Ray McGovern said that they're the ones with the motive. You had a guest on yesterday, Daya Jamal, who said that neither Sunnis or Shiites would have any motive or inclination to bomb religious sites. So who has the motive? The SAS British soldiers caught dressed up in Arab garb, Arab wigs, attempting to attack Iraqi police. They're caught, arrested, taken to jail, and then all the British tanks roll in, basically destroy half the jail. 200 prisoners escape, but they get back their operatives who had tried to stage this event.
They're also running around. They had shot Iraqi policemen in Basra,
yeah,
blaming it on the Iranians, and had bombs.
Yeah, and then we've showcased many examples in the past whereby different bombings, eyewitnesses say they were the result of U.S. warplanes. You know, you've got giant craters. The Australian TV news actually gave credibility to the fact that the bombings were being initiated, carried out by US, British and Israeli forces. So the question is Iraq drifting towards civil war by design? Negroponte, Mr. Death Squad, came out today and said that a civil war in Iraq could lead to a broader conflict in the Middle East. So has that been the plan all along? We've got Oded Yinon's A Strategy for Israel in the 1980s. Yinon was an official from the Israeli Foreign Affairs Office. He wrote the paper, which has now been parroted by Leslie Gelb of the CFR and others, which calls for ethnic cleansing to be initiated for the Arabs to war with each other to keep the Middle East sectarian so Israel could dominate it.
Well, specifically, they say we'll have the U.S. invade Iraq. This is even in the Jerusalem Post. And then we'll break it up in three or four different sections.
Yeah, the quote is from the paper, quote, to dissolve Iraq is more important for us than dissolving Syria. In the short term, it's Iraqi power that constitutes the greatest threat to Israel. The Iran-Iraq war tore Iraq apart and provoked its downfall. All manner of inter-Arab conflict help us and accelerate our goal of breaking up Iraq into small, diverse pieces. So there is clearly an agenda to balkanize Iraq, and ethnic cleansing, maimed children, thousands of dead American soldiers aren't going to stop them.
There you go, boys and girls. Some final news tidbits on the other side of that big announcement. As soon as he gets off the air, he's going to post it. You'll be able to go join PrisonPlanet.tv with a yearly membership and get 5+ months free, almost a half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
It's extremely clear that the plan all along was to get in there, get us stuck in a quagmire. They said we'll be there decades, generations, invade other countries. It's in all the PNAC documents. But then to go look at the Israeli documents, which are a big part of the war planning, is to break it up in three or four regions. And I've heard NPR going, oh, the plan now is to break it up into different regions. It's very intellectual. is what the British tried to do, and it's just a repeat of this. And, you know, the last caller, the more I thought about his point, that you know, by hyping up that protesters are trying to raid the White House, is this the pretext to start grabbing protesters and arresting them? And, yes, we know they do provocateur through some of these groups as well, Paul.
Yeah, well, I mean, we highlighted the example last week with the Toledo arrest. They use entrapment to try and stoke hostility within these different groups. Like the FBI got caught creating a Klan group in 98, I believe. And it's the same with terrorist organizations. They always stoke up the resentment, and then the ringleader of the organization is an FBI or government informer, like Ayman Faris, the guy who supposedly was going to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge. And then they use that to create staged terror arrests and fake terror alerts to boost their own propaganda.
Well, we've been doing an incredible job, the whole team here at the InfoWars Network, as we call it, but you and your brother and others, and we've been collaborating, writing these articles. You've been churning them out. They're all on the most important of issues. And another one, just to show the evil of these people, how they're liars, it's now admitted. I mean, Diana said on a videotape and in her diary, Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. A couple months later, she's dead, and now it's admitted. I mean, it's in major British news. The majority of people think that the prince killed her, and they know it's a big lie, and the government's admitting that, quote, intelligence agencies were involved. Well, we knew that 7-8 years ago, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, the official investigation is only confirming what we already knew. It's now admitted that they swapped the blood sample of the driver, Henri Paul, with somebody who had died from carbon monoxide poisoning to make it appear as if he was inebriated, drunk, so he crashed the car for that reason. Henri Paul himself, the driver, was working for French Secret Service. French Secret Service were in the tunnel. You got this flash of light witnessed by eyewitnesses, which caused the crash. And the investigation is confirming all that, but will it go anywhere? The same guy, Lord Stevens, investigated IRA terrorism, which led back to MI5, controlling it, but it went nowhere. So, you know, where will it go?
Well, my friend, I want to thank you for your great work, and I want to thank you for joining us. PrisonPlanet.tv, so much media, but now over 1,000 pieces of media, audio, video, other films, all my films, video interviews here in studio, my award-winning local TV show that's won Best TV Show in Austin in the Reader's Poll. I'm not bragging, it's just a pretty good TV show. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can now, for the next month, get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free, almost 5.5 months free, over 5 months free. When you get a membership, we did this for a month around Christmas. We're doing it for a month right now. We only do this a few times a year. Take advantage of it. Paul, tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it was so popular back then that we decided to bring it back for spring. And there's an entire library of material now there. There's a TV show going up tonight. There's another one going up tomorrow night. So some weeks there are 3 or 4 video reports in 1 week. There's audio interviews, books, everything's there. So for $39.95 for a whole year, that is a deal.
Or go try it for $5.95 for a month. It comes out to about 15 cents a day. If you get the yearly, it's about 12 cents a day, or even less now. So and it funds us. It supports us in what we're doing. It's very serious work, and I know I'm serious and even seem irritable. It's because I'm very angry about what's happening. So I want to thank all of you for joining us. Go to InfoWars.com and get hard copies of DVDs and books we're carrying, or my own films, and that also supports us. Paul, Godspeed, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. We'll be back tomorrow and back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.